This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
We were mentioning the rotation, the options they have because of how well Noah Cameron has been pitching. Chris Bubich is interesting because he is a top three pitcher in baseball right now, but he only has, what, a year and a half left of control for the Royals. And so what do you do? What do you consider?
You don't trade him this year. Let's just eliminate that.
Yeah,
I think that
it's an off-season conversation.
Reckless.
That's an off-season potential move. You know, you got to make a decision this off-season. Are you extending him, or I think are you trading him? And I guess they could go into the first half of next year and trade him at the deadline next year. That would
also
be a possibility.
But imagine if you, again, look like you're barreling towards being a playoff team like you have last year and have a good chance to do again this year, and then you trade away a guy still pitching great. That's a Pirates move, man. You don't want to look like these franchises that when they're winning, don't make those moves. You do those in the off season at the very least so that it's a little less noticeable.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they're going to do it this year. So to me, it's an off season or at the All-Star trade deadline next year, if you're not going to extend him. And that's the question is, do you go ahead and extend him knowing his history? Obviously he's pitching great, but there's still his injury history there. He's 27. He'll be 28 when he potentially hits free agency, or 29, I guess, actually, when he hits free agency. I think it depends on how you want to go about approaching other guys that might be due for an extension. Now, they don't have a ton of money on the books in 2026. They've got a lot of flexibility, you would think, there. But if I asked you and gave you the option, maybe you say, hey, both. Sure. But let's say Chris Bubich or Michael Garcia, who would you extend first?
Bubich.
See, I think Michael Garcia, considering the offensive issues right now, considering what he's been able to do, I think, and where he can play multiple positions, I would actually
look
at Mike.
Super expensive player.
Michael Garcia would be a little more intriguing right now to extend in the offseason than Chris Bubich.
So they both have the,
because of the pitching development.
You've put investment in them. You've worked through these options, like you mentioned, like Noah Cameron or Avila, or some of these other guys you've put money into, or just the time into, and if you think you're the kind of team who can develop pitching now, an off-season trade would make the most sense. Because I would assume if Chris Bubich continues anywhere close to his current pace, you could probably get an off-season haul for him for the team that is willing to pay him. And there are plenty of teams, because starting pitching is hard to find, plenty of teams willing to pay him. And so I would guess you'd do okay. But here's why I would probably take the risk. Some of it is because I think Lugo's gone and Lorenzen's gone, and so I'm down to Cole Reagans, who I still have quite a bit of control on, a few years worth of control on. I'm feeling pretty good about that. And Waka, who I've only got 2 years of control on after this year, and he's getting older, maybe three, and he's getting a little bit older. Do I want to get into this? I know that, like, I don't like paying players just because they had one good year. Like, Chris Bubich's career is far different for the rest of this. He was a starter the first 3 years. He was like a 4.5 earned run guy. Then he was hurt out of the bullpen. And so it's been a little bit of time before we see him. But I think he found it. A lot of this just comes down to a simple belief that is, I think Chris Bubich found it. And for a starting pitcher, if you get anywhere close, not even this level, if he becomes a 3-starter, I think he's not going to be terribly expensive for a 3-starter because his history is still short enough. I don't think his contract's ballooned yet. He might just take the guaranteed dollars gold because they're on the table.
Yeah, I don't know where his mindset is at. And
I think it's possible. That's what I'm saying.
I do think it depends on what do you think his ceiling is. I think being realistic, despite Chris Bubich this year pitching like an ace, I don't think that's what he is, you know, the rest of his career now. So, yeah, is he – there's nothing wrong with this, by the way, but is he just a 3-starter? Like, put him in any rotation of baseball.
You got to think his ceiling's higher. His ceiling's higher than that right now, even if it's a smaller percentage.
But guys that are number 3 starters for the majority of their career, they still have outlier years where they pitch like an ace. Like, that happens. I mean, heck, we just saw it last year. Now, I understand he was in the bullpen for a good chunk of his career, but Seth Lugo is probably actually, if we're being real, a number 3 starter. But he pitched like an ace last year. He was an all-star last year. He finished top four in Cy Young.
Was he second in Cy Young? He was pretty high.
You know, I think that's where, like, you can have a year where you pitch like a number one. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a number one your career now. I think Chris Bubich is a number 3 starter. So, nothing wrong with that, by the way. But that's what, this year you're getting more than that. But financially, what's the going rate
for a 3-starter right now?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because you are taking the injury risk and everything else in between. So, is it $25 million a year? $20 million a year?
I think they should extend both. Obviously, that's the simple answer. I just, if I gave you a choice between the two, like, I would be comfortable giving Garcia an extension at the end of the season. I think he gives you flexibility. I understand that he's having a better first half of this season than he had last year, and you're saying, I need to see more. I get it. I just think these are the type of players that you can extend, and they're not going to be huge contracts to take care of.
Let's say it's Seth Lugo's deal, but it's for an additional year. You'd mentioned Seth Lugo. He's a 3-starter, pitched like a 1. Let's say it's 4 for $60 for Bubich. In?
I would be.
Like, it depends on the number, it sounds like, for you, more than it's just about yes extension or no extension. It's more about where is his number now realistically in baseball. He's 27 years old. He'll be 28 at the end of the season. That's why I would take probably calls on him at the winter break. I'm not saying I'd do it, and I would definitely not do it till December, but, like, I'd pick up the phone and see what people are offering. But I'd also ask his agent, especially in the small market, I'd also ask his agent what it was. What was Michael Wacha's deal? Was it less than Lugo's? And look, again, Lugo wasn't even a starter. So I got to assume it's more like 4 for 80.
Wacha is also 33.
For Bubich, maybe 5 for 100.
Yeah, Wacha is also 33 years old. So we got to consider that a little bit here.
What if it was 5 for 100 years, for
Bubich? 3 years, $51 million.
Okay, so more 28
is a team option.
Okay, so, like, we got to think that it's above that. I got to think $20 million a year for Bubich, even with his limited sample size, right? So if it's 3 for $60, are you in? 4 for $80? Well, I know. Yeah. It starts to get into, like, crunch time where you're like, oh, man.
I think some of this also is where you have to make a decision internally if you're going to talk about trading in the offseason. How confident are you in your pitching development that you got other guys that are going to be coming up in the next year or two? Also, how are you treating realistic? I know fans always playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. How are they truly treating 2026? You know, do they view that as a reset-ish year? Or, you know, to me, when you have Bobby Wood Jr. under contract for only X amount of years.
I'm not reset never.
Exactly. I'm totally with you.
Every year he's on my team, I'm going for 100%.
I think to me, that's absolutely something you have to do. So we'll see. I think you and I are on the same page in terms of, like, if you're going to trade a pitcher this year to get a bat, it's not Chris Bubich. You need him in this rotation.
No, Lugo, Reagans, Bubich. I would even take Lugo off my list. The only guys I would entertain trading if I were the Royals, Lorenzen's the key choice, and you're not only going to get so much back for that, understandably.
Right.
I would consider Lugo even more than Noah Cameron. Too much cost control. If I'm a small market team and we're talking about, someone said, open up the checkbook, pay both. Pay Mike Helling, pay Bubich. Well, that's fine, but then I need guys like Noah Cameron making nothing.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to just become the Padres under their previous owner, and all of a sudden they got a $300 million payroll.
Yeah.
$80 million
at Bubich. Let somebody else probably do that.
You're willing to let somebody else take that risk? You get prospects back and hope?
That's a little scary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.